Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to meet with you. And we'll have a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, celebrating our 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary's website is financialseminary.org. And very soon you'll be able to read on his website, if not in a publication, this article that we've been talking about, Losing Faith in Christianity and Capitalism, by Gary Moore. Gary, let me tell you a quick little story about a conversation with a very old friend of mine. I've known this man for more than 40 years, and we met in church. He was a visitor at my church. He'd moved to town, and we met, and we built our friendship off of that relationship. And he'd been raised in the church his whole life. And over the years, over the last 10 years, I'm going to say, he became an atheist. Hmm. And I mean a strong atheist, like an alcoholic that's gotten religion, you know. he was an atheist who'd gotten religion, so to speak.
Okay.
Well, and so he and I've had a lot of conversations about it, because I still love him.
Yeah.
But I ask him what, but he's a very benevolent person. He's very generous with his money, with his
right.
time to help causes. And I asked him one day, he still does all that. In fact, he still does it in association with the church.
Yeah.
And I asked him one day, I said, if you had been raised as an atheist, do you think you would have the same feelings about all these things that you're doing on your own here? Would you think you'd still be doing all those things if you'd been raised as an atheist instead of as a Christian? And to his credit, he looked me right in the eye and said, no.
Mm.
Now, in my opinion, that was a very honest answer. And the answer to your question in your article. I do believe with all of its warts, faith-based organizations are what has made this country the what it is.
Oh, underpinning
our morality and here's one more thing, Gary. Subordinating ourselves to something greater than us. I think that's one of the things that they do. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The religion is about the bigger picture, Jim. In fact, I have a friend named Bob Nelson, who's a professor who used to write a column every month, I think, for Forbes, called The Bigger Picture, or The Larger Context, or something like that. He hasn't done it for years, but he would try to put economic life, he's an economist, and actually wrote a book, Economics as Religion. And he would write an article of this nature trying to remind us that there's more to life than making money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were some philosophers, Ayn Rand, who used to say the moral meaning of our life and purpose of our life is to make money. And I think that philosophy was very appealing to a lot of us baby boomers starting in the late 60s and so on. We kind of lost faith in a lot of institutions during the Vietnam era, in government, religion, and so on, organized religion. And there is a difference. I try to make a difference between God and faith and organized
right.
religion.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but let me also say, atheists can be very good people. I have atheistic friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but to me, it comes down to, I'm trying to remember the fellow's name, the sociologist who was in prisons in Germany during the Holocaust, and he wrote a book about faith, and what he in essence argued is when you're really, really down, you know, your ability to share, he said, thought that faith encouraged people to share their last pieces of bread
mm-hmm.
In those circumstances, and I think that's what it would mean. thing. I don't think that I, as a human being, and I'm not saying all of us are like this, but I think if I were down to my last gram of bread, I would have trouble sharing it if it weren't for my faith.
Well, you know, and I agree, but you know, there's a term that I'm starting to use that applies to our 21st century world. It applies to the advent of technology, or the just the immersion in technology that we have, and how it's changed the way we live and all things we can do. And that is this: just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Just because you can trade a million trades a second and short stocks and that kind of thing doesn't mean that you should. Because you can leverage, you can use technology to leverage something 70-1 doesn't mean that you should.
Yeah, I have, and I'm trying to remember, I think it was Peter Drucker who got into that so much in his later years, Jim. He said so much of business behavior that he saw it just become everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Know, he said that's a horrible reason to do things.
Back in 2009, when all the layoffs happened, 2008 and 2009, just because you can lay off millions of people and get away with it because of the circumstances and work the other people who are left into the ground, doesn't mean that you should.
There you go.
Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, buddy.
FinancialSeminary.org, ladies and gentlemen, and watch for the article, Losing Faith in Christianity and Capitalism. It's very, very good. As all the things that Gary Moore does are. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.